Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor from the Sentinel and Glasshouse Country Mullaney News. It's great to be back for my last little segment for the year. And if everyone's not too aware, it's Christmas time, and there's never too many Christmas stories in our local community papers. Over at the Sentinel, we've got Christmas lights galore. There's way too many to print for the number of households that have gone out of their way this year to make Christmas nice and bright. But we've got QR codes directing readers to maps for different regions, so check that out, and you can't go wrong. We were also out last week at the Morayfield Shopping Centre for the annual gift giving for kids in need there. It's such a great cause, a great effort from the community. It's growing each year, and there were dozens of people out there and hundreds of gifts that are going to people and kids in need. So we've got lots of lovely pictures there as well. I've got also a story looking at the demand for charity services this year. I think, as you might be well aware, cost of living and the like, it's there's a lot of pressure on families and households to make Christmas nice and bright. So we're looking at just the demand across those not-for-profits as well. Our local political representatives are signing off for the year with messages to the community, so keep an eye out on it. And if you're already sitting back in your camp chair, we've got a bumper puzzles page as well to keep you entertained, so check that out as well. So plenty going on across the Sentinel. Over at Glasshouse, much the same, lots of Christmas stories. We've got markets, events, Christmas, a page of Christmas lights. We don't have quite so many, so we've got addresses and suburbs for people that want to get out and about in the evenings to check out some pretty amazing Christmas lights. We've already been out and taken a few photos. It looks pretty special as well. This Friday, Maple Street closes in Mullaney for the annual Maple Street Christmas event that's held by Mullaney Commerce. They close off the street. It's a really lovely evening from 6 till 9 p.m. Live music and entertainment, as well as you can shop local, support those local businesses, and buy a few gifts for Christmas Day. So have a look out for that. We've also got a little education feature. There's these beautiful little pics of our little grads from kindy up to year six that are finishing 2024 with a bright smile on their dial. And we've also got a really cool story. I'm sure we've got a lot of Monty Python fans listening. We had Eric Idle was just wandering the streets of Mullaney with his family, I think his son, last week, and popped into Rosetta Books. And he's just happened to have published a book recently, and he was quite thrilled to know that they were being stocked there. So they had a good chat with him, and we've got a nice picture of him in the paper as well. So plenty of fun stuff, nice and bright, going across Glasshouse Country and the Sentinel. Keep an eye out for papers from tomorrow through to the rest of the week. It's been great being with you this week, and hope everyone has a Merry Christmas, and I'll see you in the new year. This is Mitch on 101.5.